Okay, back to Ches Amar Aleph. We're up to Reb Yossi, Reb Yechanin on the third line. Reb Yossi, Reb Yechanin, Omer Mehacha. He says that the source for davening with a minion, even if you're not at the actual minion, is from this pasuk, Ko'amar Hashem Be'ez Ratzon Inisicha. At the time that is wanted, Hashem will respond to you. Reb Ach, Reb Yechanin, Omer Mehacha. Hinka El Kabir V'lo Yimas. Kabir meaning a mass of people, Chsiv, and Hashem won't be disgusted. Doesn't have as much praise, but it won't be zechusiv. Padova shalom nafshi mekarav li ki berabim hayu imadi. Tana nami hachri Rabbi Nasan Omer Minai she'en Hakadosh Baruch Hu moed b'tefilas and sharabim. How do you know Hashem doesn't get upset or disgusted by the tefila of many people? Shenamar the same psukim. Hein al kabir v'lo yimas zechusiv. Padova b'shalom nafshi mekarav li v'gomer. Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu kol osik b'tori gunos chasan mispali matzim amal ani alav kiu pedani li uvanai mibein umas ha'olam. When the Jewish people are in Galus, there are three things that can bring out Hashem from the assimilation, from the secular culture, bring him out into the open. Those are the three things that we say in Avos, or at least similar to the ones we say in Avos: Torah, Gemilas Chasadim, and Davening, but with a tzibor specifically. Amr Yishachish Kol Mishiyesh Lo Beis Knesses Beiro Ve'enu Nechal Shalom Nispal Nikra Shachin Ra Shemar Kol Amar Hashem Akol Shechenei Harayim Hanogim Min Ban Chala Asher Hinchalti Asami Es Yisrael. The Hashem says, the Gemara says, Rish Lakish says, anyone who has a shul in their city and doesn't go in is called a shachin ra. Davens at home, davens somewhere else. Could be the fact that in times of the Gemara, the shuls were oftentimes outside of the city. And here he's saying, you have one in the shul in the city. It's right nearby, you should be going to it. And you don't, you're considered a shachin ra, a evil neighbor, based on that pasuk. You should actually cause the galus to Hashem and to his children. Based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. There are those older gentlemen in Bavel who had a question. You say in the end of Vahaya in Shema, the pasuk says you're going to have long life and your children are going to have long life on the land. It says Al Ha'adam in Eretz Yisrael, the land of Eretz Yisrael. Ava b'chutz la'aretz lo, but in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Eretz Yisrael. What are you going to do? Kevin Damri le mekadmi v'chashi le beikanishna. Amar hainu da ahani lehuk da amar hainu da ahani. That's what's going to help you, is if you get up early and you go late at night to the shul. That's what's going to give you that arichas yamim, as if you were living in Eretz Yisrael. K'damar Rav Yishuv ben Levi Levinei. If you want to get longer life, you go to shul. Anyone who finds me finds life. That's the pasuk, based on a pasuk in Mishle, that if you go to shul, you'll find life. That's the Arichas Yom, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Gemara says from Rav Chista that a person should always go into the shul two entrances worth. So they say, Shnei Pesachim Zagadach, is that really literally two entrances? What if the shul only has one entrance? It doesn't have a vestibule, you can go to two entrances. So they say, no, Ela Ema Shir Shnei Pesachim. You should go in the amount of two entrances. V'yachach Yispal, Rashi explains that you don't want to be sitting next to the exit. It's as if you want to leave right at the end of the davening. We want to show that we're in there for good. We want to actually be in shul to daven, and not to just be yotzei zayin and leave as soon as possible. Azos yispal kol chassid leilecha leis mitzah. Amar Rebbe Chanina leis mitzah. Where is that pasuk? Azos yispal kol chassid leilecha leis mitzah. What are you looking for? What are you finding? Leis mitzah, the time that you're looking for it. You're always going to be davening for that time that you're going to need something. You have to find some. So Isha, this is referring to a wife. We're going to have five different interpretations. That's number one. It's referring to a Shemar Matzah Isha Matzah Tova. Same words, Matzah Isha Matzah Tova, which we have in Mishle. You find a wife, you find good things. Ma'arav ki nasav inish. It's when a person marries a wife, Amri La, they would say to him, this, Hachi, Matzah Omotze. Matzah dechsev, is this a situation of Matzah Omotze? The matzah situation would be based on, as we just said, based on Mishle, Isha Matzah Tova. V'yafik Ritzon Hashem, Me Hashem, and then you're getting the Ritzon of Hashem. Motze, what's a motze, however? Dechsev, umotze ani marav etzetze isha. It's worse, finding a woman is worse than death. So they used to ask in Bavel when someone would get married in Eretz Yisrael, when someone would get married, they say, is this a matzah or a motzi situation? Is this a good wife or is this a bad wife? It's a very strange question. Why would you ask that to somebody? They just got married, first of all, so they probably love each other. But second of all, he doesn't even know the person, how they're going to be in 5 years and 10 years later on in their marriage. So the truth is that the Gemara didn't say Shoel. It doesn't say that they're asking. It says Amrile. They would say to him, you have a choice. You can either have a wife who, with you, you both together, go in accordance to the Ratzon Hashem, and that's Matzah Isha Matzah Tova VaYafek Razon MeHashem. Alternatively, if you don't go with Hashem, so it's Motzi Ani Mamre Mavis. So they're basically saying you have a choice. How you're going to live your marriage is going to dictate whether or not it's going to be a you're going to have a good wife or a Motzi Ani Mamre Mavis. Rabbi Nasan Omer Leis Mitzo Zos Zo Torah. What it says, you have to daven for something for that time that you're going to need it. Zu Torah is referring to the acquisition of Torah, when you're going to need to know the halacha in your situation. Shnemar kimotzi amatza chayim. Because the Torah is like chayim, that you're going to be finding chayim. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar le'Yismitzo Zumisa. You want to be able, you want to say that you want to guarantee that you have a comfortable death. You don't die in any agony. Shnemar lamavas totzaos. You're finding the death. Tani Nami Hachi, Teshve Osu Shlosha, Mine, Misa, Nivru Ba'olam. There are 903 ways to die. Shnemar Lamavas, Totsa Os, Begamatri Hachi. It's Hachi Habu, it's 903. Kasha, Shebekulan, Askara. The worst of it is diphtheria, the pain in the throat. Nicha, Shebekulan, Neshika. The easiest way, like Moshe Rabbeinu and others, is when Hashem just kisses you and you go peacefully in your sleep or whatever it might be. Askra damya ke chizra begvava de amra de lachori nashra. When you're picking out something from the wool of a sheep and you rip out some of the hair with it, that's how painful it is. Vika damri ke piture befi veshet. It's like pulling a rope through some kind of hole. Neshika damya ke shema ke mashchal benisa mechalva. It's like pulling hair out of milk. That's how smooth it is. That's how peaceful it is. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Leis Mitzo Zukvura. Eis Mitzo, what you have to daven for is the time where you're going to need a burial spot. It's not always so easy, at least back then. Rabbi Chanina Maikra, Hasmechem Elai Gil Yasisu Kiyim Tzu Kever. Amar Rabbi Barav Shila, Hainu Damri Inchi. That's what the people say. Libai Inish Rachme Afilo Ad Zibula Basresa. You should ask for people's mercy that it should go well until the very last piece of dirt is put onto your kever. Shlama, it should be peaceful. Marzitra Amar Le'etz Mitzo Zubei Sakise. What you should daven for is to have an outhouse, a bathroom nearby. Ami Marava Hadu Marzitra Adifa Mikulhu. They say in Eretz Yisrael that this thing to daven for Marzitra, having a bathroom nearby, is the best out of everything. It could be a reference to the fact that it could be very unhealthy if you don't have a bathroom nearby. You're going to have to hold it in. Because obviously a lot of health complication. Alternatively, religiously, it's very stressful. If you don't have a bathroom nearby, you always interrupt your davening, you interrupt your learning. You can never do any of the religious activities that you need to do throughout the day. Amar le Rava, Amar le Rava le Rafim bar Papa, le Malan mar Mahani mili mal Yasa da Amar mishmeder of Chesed mimi beknishta. Tell us that dvart that you said over about the shul. Amar le hachi amar of chista to amar my dechsev. Oev Hashem shari tzion mikomish kenos Yaakov. Oev Hashem sharim hametzuyanim bahalacha. Yosef mivate kneisus beit midrashos. What does it mean? Oev Hashem shari tzion mikomish kenos Yaakov. Mikomish kenos Yaakov is better than all of the houses of the Jewish people. That it's referring to Sharim Hametzuyanim B'Halacha, the shuls that learn, the shuls that have Torah involved at their shul, not just davening. It's better than just the shuls or just the learning. If you have both in the same place, that's the best. V'hainu da'amar Rebbe Chiya bar Ami mar mishmeid de'ulam, miyom shechar beis hamer she'en l'kodesh baruch bo'olam ala bar Arba Amas Shalalacha b'lvad, Hashem only has the Arba Amas Shalalacha. V'am Rabbi Mireish, have girisna b'go beiso ma'atzilin b'eknishna, I used to learn at home and daven in shul, kevin d'shamar al lahad ha'am Rebbe Chiya bar Ami mishmeid de'ula, miyom shechar beis hamer she'en l'kodesh baruch bo'olam ala bar Arba Amas Shalalacha b'lvad, lohava ma'atzilin ala hecha de girisna. I only daven in the place that I learn. Rabbi Asi, Af Aligav, Dehavulu Lahu Tlesar Beknisha, the Betveri, La Masle Elabeni, Amude, Hecha, Dehavu Garsi. Even though there were 13 shuls in Tveri, they would only daven at the shul that also had learning there because of the statement. Vam Rabbi Chiyah Ber Ami, Someone who works and toils for their work and has Yerei Shemayim is greater than someone who just has Yerei Shemayim but doesn't work. It doesn't say it'll be good for you by the person that just has Yerei Shemayim. You have to have working with your Yerei Shemayim so that you don't have to be tzarech labrios, so you don't have to ask other people for money. That the person should always live near their Rebbe, so that they have a good influence nearby. Because all the meanwhile that Shimon Megera was around Shlomo Melch, he didn't marry Bas Paro, who ultimately led to Avodah Zarah in Yerushalayim. V'atani al Yadura lo, al Yadura. Doesn't another Brisa say you shouldn't learn near your Rebbe? Lo kasha, hu dechayev le, ha delo chayev le. If you listen to your Rebbe, you should live near to him. But if you're not going to listen to him, better not to live near him, because when he says something, you're going to do something wrong, and that you're going to be doing it rebelliously on purpose, and not just b'shogeg anymore. Amrav Hunabra Yehuda, Amram Rabbi Menachem, Amram Rabbi Ami, Ma'adich Seva Ozvei Hashem Yichlu. What does it mean? Someone who leaves the Torah will be gone. Zeminech Sefer Torah, someone who opens Sefer Torah but leaves it. V'yotzei, he goes out of the room. Rabbi Abba, enough of Megav V'Legav. Rabbi Abba would only leave the shul in between aliyahs, not during an aliyah. Rabbi Bayer Papa, Bein Psuka Mahu. What if you leave in between Psukim while the Meturgim and while the translator is going? Can you leave the shul before he says the next pasuk? So take, we don't know. Rav Sheshes Mahadir Apei V'Garis, Amar Anan B'Didan V'Inhu B'Didhu. Rav Sheshes would learn by himself. He would turn away from the laning and he would say, I'm learning our stuff, they're learning their stuff, they're going to do the laning. It's probably the situation that he already learned, he already heard laning, because he has a chiyuv to hear laning also, so he was learning instead of listening to the laning, because he had already heard the laning himself. Amar Rav Huda, Amar Rav Huda, Amar Rav Huda, Ami. So that they're well versed in Torah. Even those psukim that are just names, so they have to say those two, and those things you would have to say three times in the Torah, basically, because the targum unklus is not going to give you anything more than what the psukim themselves says. Anyone who finishes the parshios gets arichas yamim, and his years are good, whatever that means. Rav Bibi. He wanted to do all the parshios in that way on Erev Yom Kippur. It says, the pasuk says that you should torture yourself. You should have these inuyim on Erev Yom Kippur. But wait a second, you don't do the inuyim on the ninth. You fast on the 10th. Anyone who prepares for Yom Kippur by eating and drinking on the day before, it's as if you fasted both. So then he said, it must be, you don't have enough time to do all Shteimekra V'Yachad Targum on Erev Yom Kippur. You have to be eating at some point. You can't do Shteimekra while you're eating. Savalak Duminhu. Amar Le, he said, maybe I should do it a little earlier, on the 8th maybe, on the 8th of Tishrei. Amar Le, Husabat Hanyena, Ubilvash Lo Yaktim V'Shalo Ya'acher. That you have to make sure that you're doing it the time that the tzibur is doing it, not before or not after the parsha. You should do it with everybody else, though. Kedamar lehu Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi lebnei. He says to his children, Ashlim leparshiyos parshiyosaychu imatzibur shnaimirka v'achatargam v'yizaru bevaridin kereb Yehuda. You should be careful about shechting the jugular in the right way. Detan Rabbi Yehuda Omer at sheyishchodes avaridin. Similarly, Vizel, he also said, Vizel, Bezakin, Sheshachal, Talmud, Machmas, Onso. Be very respectful to a wise older man who maybe had forgot his Torah learning because he just got older, not because he actively left it or neglected it. Tamarin Luchos, Vishibi Luchos, Menachem, Aaron. Both the Luchos that were intact that you could use, that you could read, that you could learn from, those were in the Aaron, but also the Shivri Luchos, the ones that were broken, were also put back into the Aaron, even though you couldn't necessarily use them, you couldn't learn straight from them. That's a reference, it's a lesson for us to also be respectful of Talmid Chachamim that no longer can remember the Torah. Amar luhu Rav lebnei, kshetem chosim v'chasar she'al tichtechu agav hayad. You shouldn't cut meat while you're holding it in your hands. Why? Pretty common sense, but igad armi mishum sakana v'igad armi mishum kilkul suda. Either because you're going to hurt yourself, or because you're going to get blood all over the rest of the food that you're preparing. V'al teish v'al mitas aramis v'al tavru achorei beis haknesis v'shash atzimus v'alin. You should also not sleep or sit even on an Armenian's bed, and you should also not pass by shul when the tzibor is davening. So what do these mean? You shouldn't go to sleep without kriyishma, because that means that you're going to be sleeping just like an Armenian would sleep if you don't say kriyishma. Or maybe it just means that you shouldn't marry a convert. Maybe it means don't marry an Armenian. This all comes because Rav Papa was once going, and he had to collect a debt from this Armenian woman. Rav Papa Azul Gabe Aramis Hotzia Lo Mita Amrelo Shave. She brought out this bed for him, and she said, "Sit down." Amrala Inio Shevat Shadbiya Samita Hibiya Samita Matsu Sham Tinok Mace. There was a dead baby under the bed. She wanted to pin the murder on Rav Papa, so that's why we're always choshesh to not sit on an Armenian's bed. But also for the reasons that we said before. That's why the rabbi said, don't sit on an Armenian's bed. You shouldn't pass by a shul while the people are davening. The only time that's true is when there's no other entrance. Because if you're passing by this one entrance, and you're passing by, that means you're not going into shul. You're not going to be davening with it. It's disrespectful. But if there's another door, maybe we can say, oh, he might be going to the other door, and it doesn't look so disrespectful. We only say you can't pass by the shul when they're davening when there's no other shul. But if there's another shul, you're allowed to go to that shul, and you're allowed to pass by one shul to go, because we can assume that maybe you're going to the other shul. It doesn't look as disrespectful to the shul. And it also doesn't apply if you're holding something heavy, because clearly you're busy doing something else. And you're not running to go do something else. Clearly you're doing something else. And you're not already wearing tefillin. We don't have to worry if you're passing by the shul and you're doing one of these three things. We're not going to assume that you're just being disrespectful to the davening. Tanya, Rabbi Akiva, B'shalosh Torah, Oy Vanias Amedim, Kishechoschen Asavara, In Choschen Ela Agave Shochan. There are three things that I like about the Medes, similar to Persia, but not exactly. So he says, first of all, they cut their meat on a table and not on their hands. That's what I like. Number one, Kishenoshken Einoshken Ela Agave Yad. And similarly, when they kiss. On the hand and not on the lips, which would transfer potentially dangerous saliva. And when they have deep conversations about important matters, they only do it in the field. They don't do it inside the house, as Rashi says. The walls have ears. That's what Rashi says, and therefore you have to be careful. Make sure no one else can hear what you're saying if it's a private matter. Amrav Adabar Haba Maikra. How do you know from a pasuk? Vayishlachayikov Yekreder Cholaleya Hasadeh El Tzono. They used to talk. Yaakov Rachaleya would speak in the field near the sheep, not inside. The Persians, I like three things that they do. They're tsunuim. They're modest when they eat. They're modest when they're going to the bathroom. And they're modest when they're having relations. Even though the Persians are already destined for Gehenim, they do have this modesty about them that's still something of a redeeming quality, despite the fact that they're going into Gehenim. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Gamliel was the one that said that you have until Amud HaShachar to say Kriya Shema. Unlike the Chacham that said you have to make a gedder, you have to make a fence and say Kriya Shema by Chatzos. I'm Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel. Halach Rabbi Gamliel Tani Rabbi Shmuel Ben Uchai Omer Pa Mishadim Kori Kriya Shema Shadim Pa Mablayo Achas Korim Shiyal Amud HaShachar V'Achas Achas Shiyal Amud HaShachar V'Yotzu Behen Yidich Vassin Achas Shayom V'Achas Shalayla. It could be a case where a person says his Shema right before Amud HaShachar while it's still nighttime, and right after Amud HaShachar once it's considered daytime, and he could be yotze both his Kriya Shema Shal Arvis and Kriya Shema Shal Shachris in that same time span by just bookending Alos HaShachar. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Haguv Akasha. Amar Pamim Shal Adam Kara Kriya Shema Shtei Pamim Balayla. You said you could do it twice at nighttime. So then you would consider after Alos HaShachar still to be considered Lila, because that's what you said. You said you can do it twice in the nighttime. V'hadratani, and then you said, Yotzei behen yidei chavasu, achas shal yom, v'achas shal laila. Alma yamamahu. So you said yom, you said the word yom. So which one is it? Is it nighttime or is it daytime? So lo lo olam le'elyu, who really it's nighttime. V'hadakar le'yom, the reason that he said afterwards is yom, de'ika inshi dekaim v'bahu shaita. Even though it's dark outside, some people are already waking up at that point. That's why he just called it Yom. But really, he's referring to the fact that you can still say Kriya Shema while it's dark outside, just before and after Alos HaShachar, and you get both of those chiyuvim. Amar Rav Acha bar Chanina, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Halach Rabbi Shua ben Yochai. then they say we pass on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in this matter, and we do. Aha! Some people say that Rav Ach Bar Chanina was talking about this when he said halachas like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Tanya, the Brisa, says a little bit differently. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Omer Mishum Rabbi Kiva Pam Mishadim Kori Kori Shemash Tipam Bayom Achas Kodem Haneitzacham VeAchas Achra Haneitzachama. A person says Shukia Shema before and after Haneitz, both during the day, as he says Shtei Pam in Bayom, and he can be Yotze his nighttime and his daytime. One for the day, one for the night. Hagufa, same thing. You said that you can do it twice during the day. That means before Hanetzachama is still the daytime. Then you also said you can be Yotzi your Kriya Shema of the day and the nighttime. Well, which one is it? Is it both daytimes or is it one night, one night, and one day? So Amal Eliyahu, that sounds like it's a Lila. So Lo La Olam Yimamahu, really it's still the daytime. After Alos HaShachar, it's already the daytime. The reason that he calls it the nighttime is the Ika Inshi Diganu BeHayishayt. There's still some people at that point, even after the sun has come up, after Alos HaShachar, that are still sleeping, and therefore it's considered Lila in that way. I'm Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanin, I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Halacha Rishim B'Shem Arishim Rabbi Akiva. And that's when he says that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, like Rabbi Kiva. We paskin like the first Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that one can be yotzei his kriya shema shalayla before Alos HaShachar, and then yotzei kriya shema shalshachras after Alos HaShachar. But nonetheless, there is a different mesorah about how he said it. Okay, shkayach.